This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting will be held in New Delhi this evening. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. The name of the next Chief Minister of Delhi will be finalized during the meeting. Meanwhile, the party today named two central observers for its Legislature Party meeting in Delhi to elect its leader. They are senior party leader and MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and National Secretary Om Prakash Dhankar. The swearing-in ceremony for the next Chief Minister will be held tomorrow morning at Ramlila Maidan in the national capital. The BJP won 48 out of 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved additional central assistance of over 1,554 crore rupees from the National Disaster Response Fund, or NDRF, to five states affected by natural calamities such as floods, flash floods, landslides and cyclonic storms during the past year. According to the Home Ministry, 608 crore rupees has been approved for Andhra Pradesh, over 170 crore for Nagaland, over 255 crores for Odisha, more than 231 crores for Telangana and over 288 crore rupees for Tripura. The Home Ministry said the additional support is separate from the funds already allocated to the states by the centre under the State Disaster Response Fund. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today asserted that India is no longer just a follower. It is now leading the way in multiple fields. In an interview with the podcaster, he said the country is setting global benchmarks by offering leadership and pioneering innovations across sectors. He added that the space docking experiment, SpaceX, is a testament to India's technological progress, paving the way for future space missions, including Gaganyaan, Chandrayaan 4 and Bharatiya Antariksh Station. The minister said the country has also emerged as a preferred destination for satellite launches, earning global credibility. He noted that the nation has successfully launched 433 foreign satellites, of which 396 were deployed in the last decade alone. Dr. Singh mentioned that the country has set an ambitious target of 100 gigawatts of nuclear energy by 2047, aiming to reduce carbon emissions by 50%. Ganesh Kumar today assumed charge as the new Chief Election Commissioner at Nirvachan Sadan in New Delhi. Mr. Kumar succeeds Rajiv Kumar, who completed his tenure yesterday. In his message to the people after assuming charge as the Chief Election Commissioner, Mr. Kumar said, "The first step for nation building is voting, and every citizen of India who has completed 18 years of age should become an elector and always vote." Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said several revolutionary initiatives have been taken by the central government to make the lives of rural citizens more comfortable. He added that these initiatives have provided new momentum to the country's economy. The minister was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 77th session of the Executive Committee of the African Asian Rural Development Organization in New Delhi today. India has denounced Pakistan as a global epicenter of terrorism and called it an irony that Islamabad claims to be at the forefront of fighting terror. Speaking at the United Nations Security Council yesterday, India's permanent representative Parvat Naini Harish said, "Pakistan is a global epicenter of terrorism, harbouring more than 20 UN-listed terrorist entities and providing state support to cross-border terrorism." The Palestinian armed group Hamas has proposed exchanging all Israeli captives and Palestinian prisoners in one go during the second phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal, with the aim of reaching a permanent truce and a full Israeli pullout. In addition, the group has also confirmed that it will release six living hostages on Saturday who were set to be freed in the first phase and return the bodies of four others tomorrow. The benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a flat note today. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex dropped 28 points to close at 75,939. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 was marginally down by 12 points to settle at 22,933. And that is the end of this news bulletin.